Today we're going to continue learning the final perek of Maseches Peah, Perek Ches, and today we are doing Mishnayos, Beis and Gimel. So says the Mishnah Beis. So the halacha is that an Am Haaretz is never trusted when it comes to Trumas and Maaseros. We assume that it's in fact the entire premise of Maseches Demai, which is the next Masech we're going to do, is that an Am Haaretz is trusted to take Truma Gedola, but we don't believe that he took Maaseros. Not that chances are he didn't. Chances are that he did, but there's a significant enough minority of Am Haaretz who don't take Maaseros that we're not allowed to trust them, and that's why anything you get from an Am Haaretz is Demai, and you have to take Maaseros again. So our Mishnah is going to talk about what about if an Am Haaretz is not telling you that he took Maaseros, but he's telling you that what he's giving you is something that's pater from Maaseros, meaning Leket, Shich, Chapeya, all of these things are pater from Maaseros, or Maaserani, all of these things are pater from Maaseros. These are Matnos Aniyim, so you have a poor Am Haaretz, so he's eligible to receive Matnos Aniyim, and then when he gives it to you, he tells you, oh yeah, this is a Matnos Aniyim, and that's why it's pater from Maaseros. So it's a little bit different than him telling you that he's actually taken Maaseros. So Ne'amanim al Leket v'al Shich v'al Peya b'sha'aton. We do believe him to identify something as Leket Shich v'al Peya if it makes sense, if it's in the season that you would be harvesting where those things are normally given to the Aniyim during that time. So we assume that we can trust the Am Haaretz, because even though we don't believe Am Haaretz to be Mafresh Trumas Maaseros, we could trust that he's giving us something that was Pater entirely from Trumas Maaseros. But once the harvest season is over, so then they're not going to be believed anymore, and you have to assume that you have to take Trumas Maaseros from it just like it's Demai, because the amount of Leket Shicha and the Peah is very insignificant. That's what Tferesol points out in Mishnayos over here. It's a very insignificant amount of produce, so it's very unlikely that he's going to have left over after the season is over. Val Maaserani b'chol Shnaso. Now Maaserani is a full year of Maaserani. Every third and sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, 10% of the produce goes to Aniv. So he's believed to say that something is Maaserani throughout the entirety of the third and the sixth year. Uben Levi Neman Leolam. If a Levi tells you that something that he has is Maaser Rishon, and then he's Neman about that as well, because Ben Levi, and that he's believed even in years that are in every year, because there's always going to be Maaser Rishon that's given to a Levi. Every year is a Maaser Rishon year, so you don't have to take further Trumas Maasers from it. Now the truth is, when a Levi gets Maaser Rishon, he does have to give Trumas Maaser. He is obligated to be Mafresh Trumas Maaser from the Maaser Rishon, but he's believed to do that because Trumas Maaser is similar to Truma Gedola. And just like we say that a Yisrael is believed, even in Am Haaretz Yisrael is believed to say that he took Truma Gedola, that he was Mafresh Truma Gedola, so we believe a Levi to say that he was Mafresh Trumas Maaser from the Maaser Rishon. Meaning, when Levi gets his 10%, when he gets his Maaser Rishon, he has to take 10% of that and give that to a Kohen. That's what's called Trumas Maaser. But as far as he's concerned, that's the equivalent of Truma Gedola. So we do believe him that he has given that. But a poor Levi or a poor Am Haaretz are only believed to say that something is Leket Shich or Peah or whatever, or Maaserani or Maaser Rishon, if it's something that naturally would be given in the form that he's presenting it. Meaning, we're going to see in the next couple of Mishnayos that sometimes he's going to claim that something is Leket Shich or Peah, but what he's showing you is something that no one would ever have as Leket Shich or Peah, and therefore you're not going to believe him about that. So let's go right into Mishnah Gimel, where it gives examples of this. For example, Ne'amanim Alachitin, you're allowed to believe an Am Haaretz who's an Ani, that if he has raw wheat, that it's Leket Shich or Peah, Maaserani, or something like that, because that's how you get Leket Shich or Peah, Maaserani. You get it as raw wheat. Ve'ne'amanim Alachemach V'Alapas. But we don't trust them to say that flour, you know, fully sifted and ground up flour or bread is Maaserani or is Leket Shich or Peah, because no one gives Leket Shich or Peah. By its very nature, it's given in its raw form. So it's unlikely that fully made challah rolls are going to be Leket Shich or Peah. Neman al Sa'ora shel Orez, he could say that if he has rice in its hull, that it's Leket Shich or Peah, and therefore doesn't need Trumas Maaseros, because that's the way he would get rice. Ve'ne manam alav ben chai ben mevushel. But he's not believed to say about rice that's fully processed and raw, or rice that's certainly not rice that's cooked, because you would not give to the aniyim while it's fully processed and raw, or while it's cooked. Now, manamala pul, you could say about beans that they're potter from maizos, that they're lekat shechapeya, ve'ina manamala grisin lochaim lamuvshalin, but they're not believed to say about crushed beans, whether they're raw or cooked, because you wouldn't give to aniyim when they're already crushed. You would only give it to the aniyim in the raw, very raw form before they've been processed at all. Now, manamala shemen lomar shel maizor aniyu. However, there's one exception. There's something that can be fully processed, and nevertheless, he's neman to say that it's maizor ani, and that is shemen. Olive oil, he could say, was given to him as maizor ani, because it is fairly common to give maizor ani from oil instead of giving it from the olives, that after you press all your olives, then you'll give your maizor ani. So even though he's not believed to say that he was given flour as lekeshechorpeir maizor ani, he is believed to say that he made the flour himself, that he was given raw grain or raw beans or raw rice, and he's the one that made it into flour, into the product. Then you're allowed to believe him. But ve'ina manam lavlomar shel zeisenikovu. But he's not believed to say that the olive oil that he's presenting you were from olives that he got as shichcha. That there were some forgotten olives on a tree. He gathered those forgotten olives, and then he's the one that pressed those olives into oil. Why is he not believed to say that it's shel zeisenikov? So the Rav points out zeisenikov mimatlos aniyim. Says the Rav, because it's unusual to make oil out of zeisei nikuv, because it's always such a tiny amount that it produces. The zeisei nikuv are a very small amount that he's gonna have, and you wouldn't press olives in such tiny quantities. However, the bartender points out, like we said before, aval ani ha'omer kemach ze opazum mileket shichu peyah shalakatati v'tachanti kemach v'afisi lechem. If he says, I got raw grains as leket shichu peyah, and then I ground it up, I sifted the flour, I baked this bread, but this bread comes from such grains that I got as matnas aniyim, neman, he is believed, because what do you expect him to? You expect that he's going to leave it as raw grains forever? It is very normal. It's a normal and believable thing that he would take those raw grains that he got as lekach shechapeya, and he ground it up and he made a decent challah out of it. So to review what we said today is that an ani is believed to identify items as being matnos aniyim that are therefore patur from chumas and maestros if it makes sense, if it's in the season that he should be identifying it as such. However, we said he's in Mishnah Gimel, we said he's only neman to say that something is matnos aniyim if it's in the form that it would be matnos aniyim, if it's unprocessed wheat or unprocessed things, except for olive oil, where it could be that he was given it as maaser ani, even though it's fully processed olive oil. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time, tomorrow, we'll pick up with Perek Ches, Mishnah Dalet.